Each choice creates external consequences, such as a new job, becoming engaged, or moving to a new city, and internal consequences, such as feeling at ease or feeling worried. You must live with both. Which is more important to you? Getting what you think you want or feeling good inside? Here is an example. Linda and I were on a plane and looking forward to working on the event we were going to conduct the next day. I had the window seat and Linda had the aisle seat in the same row. Our plan was to enjoy the empty middle seat and plenty of privacy. We had just settled in when a disheveled older man claimed the middle seat. Rather than be separated from me, Linda begrudgingly moved to the middle seat and gave him her seat on the aisle. Before takeoff, the man ordered a bourbon. He was unshaven and looked as though he had been wearing the same clothes for days. An invisible wall went up around Linda, and she could feel her chest area contract in pain. I noticed that she sat as far away from him as possible. Linda judged the old man harshly for these things, and also for depriving us of our privacy. Yet at the same time, she felt an impulse to talk with him. For most of our flight, she ignored it and felt righteous and indignant instead of acknowledging what she knew she needed to do: interact with him. Finally, with much effort, she turned to the old man, smiled, and asked him about his travels. He immediately told her that he had just come from burying his daughter. Linda began to cry. Understanding flowed through her like a river suddenly undammed, and she saw in that moment, at least partially, that she and the old man were together for a purpose. He needed to talk about his grief and his daughter's life, and she needed to recognize the pain that a frightened part of her personality created when it judged him. She also needed to recognize how, when she did what she knew she needed to do, she created an opportunity to heal herself and support her new friend. Linda's intellect judged the old man as unkempt and alcoholic. Her emotions created painful sensations in her chest and a sore throat. Her intuition kept her moving in the direction of connecting with him.